Hallelujah. You got your Bibles? I do have something I feel like God's given me for the church. And I want you to turn into 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy 6. And go to verse 17. God helps me for here just a little while. I want to preach and teach. Somebody asked me, when I come in, you preaching today or teaching? I said, well, maybe both of them. So, you know what makes the difference in teaching and preaching? Preaching is from mountaintop to mountaintop. It skips over the valley and it hits the high points. Very good. Very needful. But when you teach, you go down in the valley and you dig out the golden nuggets and spend time digging in the valley. And that is teaching ground. So maybe I can do both today. I'd like, if God will help me, laying hold on eternal life, building a strong foundation. Building a strong foundation and laying hold on eternal life. Oh God, I feel him already. Verse 17. Paul is telling Timothy, he's also writing to us, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy.
Yes.
That they what? Do good. That they be rich in what? Good works. Ready to distribute. Willing to communicate. That's giving of your works, your time, your money to the Lord's work. Verse 19. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on it. You may be seated.
Praise God.
Apostle Paul, what are you telling Timothy and what are you telling us? Preach the word and tell the people to put their faith in God. Trying times are coming.
Yes.
Trying times. Children, we're in it.
That's right.
Don't get anchored to this world. Don't put your trust in things down here. It's only fleeting.
Right.
Oh, God. There's nothing, Brother George, sure in this world. Without God, it's all sinking sand. But how many knows on Christ, the solid rock, we stand?
Yes.
Hallelujah. People will fail. Governments may crumble. Empires go into the dust. Can I tell you, God is eternal, for everlasting to everlasting. He's a rock that will not move. I'm glad when I gave him my heart back in 1974 that he gave me eternal life, Brother Chevy, and I have held on to it with everything within me. When I was a-sinking and going down for the last time, I said, Lord, I need help. The world is a-drowning me in sin and perdition. I'm glad his hand reached down and got a hold of me. And ever since then, on bended knees, hey, Lord, oh, God, at an altar of prayer, hallelujah, over 50 years ago, and I tell you, God's been good to me, and I found a rock, hallelujah, his name is Jesus. Woo! Praise be to the Lord. We must stay anchored. Whatever you do, the devil would like to push you off of the rock. Stay with me for a while.
Amen.
He wants to take you away from the rock. 2 Timothy 2:19, Paul writes, he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Praise.
How many can say today, I want something that will endure and stand the test of time.
Amen.
I want something that will stand when the storm is raging. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I want a strong foundation that I know that it will not crumble when afflictions and storms come. Ain't you glad that you got a hope in that anchor, and his name is Jesus today.
Yes.
Shaky times are here.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get right down where you're living. The world all around us is shaking with trouble.
Right.
And I want to tell you, there's millions in this world are shaking inside of them. Are y'all ready? I know what God gave.
No.
I want to ask everybody in this house today, and those by polo, are you struggling?
Come on, bro.
Are you battling within?
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
Maybe you're going through it, and your situation and problem is hard to bear.
Oh, we need a God.
No.
In your present circumstance, the enemy of your soul is pushing, and he's pulling at you.
No.
Oh, God.
That's right. Bless him, Lord.
He's trying to wear you down and wear you out.
Have your way.
Maybe you're suffering affliction and trial, and because of that, you're battling in your mind.
Glory, glory, glory. Come on.
How many know sometimes a battle of the mind is harder and worse than battles of the body?
Right, amen.
Oh, John,
bless
my heart is bleeding. Isn't that how the devil works? He hits you with problems. He backs up, and he hits you with trouble.
That's right.
John, he backs up, and he comes at you again, and he hits your body. He uses the physical to afflict you in your mind. That's his aim and his route to get to your spiritual life and get to your heart. In your heart is who you really are. It's where you live, is inside of your heart. And the devil would like to take that life out of you. There's a golden cord, if you will, and it's hooked to the brain, the mind, the man. And that golden cord goes all the way down to the spirit of man, to the very core, to the very heart of man. And if the devil can back up and keep a punching you and keep bringing things your way and get you troubled in your mind, and you fight and you struggle, and he can get from that mind down inside of your heart, and he can steal away your hope. He can take away the desire of life out of you. Raise your hand and say, help us, oh Lord. Did not Isaiah say, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee? I want you to know, devil, and I'll serve you today, that God gave me something a long time ago, and it's kept me alive. Hallelujah. What is it? It's that good old-fashioned Holy Ghost salvation and eternal life. I'm glad I laid a hold upon it. I'm glad that I tasted of the love and the mercy of God. And I'll have you to know, devil, you might fight, but you cannot cross the bloodline. I'm a child of Almighty God, and I've been redeemed, and I've been called out, and my name is written down in heaven. You can't have me. I belong to Jesus. I'm the property of God. I'm a child of the King. Raise your little hand in the house.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
He may fight you.
Thank you, Lord.
If you got Jesus in your heart, he cannot break you down and out. Woo! Holy Lord, holy.
Jesus.
Oh, God. That's his aim. He wants to drag you down spiritually.
Oh, yes.
Rob you of the joy of the Lord. Fill you with doubt. Did you know sometimes that we in our battles and in our struggles, spiritually speaking, we don't know where we're coming or whether we're going. We don't know if we're up or if we're down. We struggle to find out if we're in or if we're out. But how many knows God can give you that assurance that you are His? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the devil's a backing up and he's a hitting. He's a backing up and he's a hitting. He throws one problem and he comes and he throws another one. He wants to trouble you in your mind. Oh God. Listen now. There comes times in life through our many battles and because of them. We get tired of fighting.
That's right.
Anybody in the house ever get tired?
Amen. Yes.
I'm just tired.
Come on.
Brother George, I'm tired of the world. I'm just
tired. Come on.
Holy, holy, holy.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Get tired of the devil. Get tired of sin. Oh, Lord. Tired of fighting. We feel weak. And sometimes, and through that, we don't feel as strong as we used to be.
Come on.
That's right.
The drive and the desire isn't there like it once was.
Amen.
Inside of you, you feel yourself slipping.
Praise
from that solid rock.
Praise God.
Of being stable. Spiritually stable. And you don't feel like, you wonder, God, where are you at?
Come on.
People are getting tired nowadays. They would just like to run and hide and get away from it all. Their nerves are frayed from all the troubles and the worries and the fears. You'll find this word weary in all of its forms from Genesis through Revelation. The devil seeks to wear you out and to wear you down. Oh, Lord, he wants to wear down your resistance. Oh, God, there is no, this is no time to lose heart and drift away. Oh, God, I want to run to Jesus. Hallelujah. God is my hope, and God is my strength, and He's my high tower. Hey, Lord, He's my joy. He's my strength. He's my Savior. He's my healer. He's my way maker. He's my lifter upper. He's my glory. He's my shield. He's my exceeding high tower. He is everything that I need. He's the bright and the morning star. He's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the bright and the morning star. He's a hallelujah. He's bread when I'm hungry. He's waters to my thirsty soul. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's Lord of glory. He's coming King of Kings. Raise your hand in the house. I tell you, I got Him. He is the rock of ages.
Glory, glory to the name.
Hey, Lord. Come on. The Bible said the spirit of man shall sustain his infirmity. What does that mean, Brother Kevin? If we're strong in our mind, if we're strong in our heart, it'll sustain us and it'll hold us up in the time of infirmity and in the time of sickness and in the time of affliction. I got something down deep inside of me. It's giving me life. Hallelujah. No wonder David of old said, quicken thou me, O Lord, according to thy word. Quicken means to give me life. Give me life, Lord, in your spirit. How many knows the Holy Ghost is life? Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise
thank God. God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Can I tell you? There's no giving up in this thing.
Right.
You've already come too far.
That's right.
If we expect to win and make it to heaven, we got to press.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen. Whew. Bless
you. Heaven's worth the press.
Right.
If you could see the brand new body waiting on you.
Right.
If you could see the brand new glorified eternal body waiting on every one of us.
Right.
Oh God. Made like unto Christ his glorious body.
Praise be to God.
You'll never taste death.
That's right.
You will never have a tear to dim your eye. You will never feel another pain.
Right.
There'll never be a sickness to latch a hold of your body again.
Yeah.
There'll never be any more trouble.
Right.
There'll never be any more mind battles.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord, you'll never fight the spirit of unbelief again.
Right.
You will never have the spirit of doubt coming to you again and they try to get you to doubt your salvation. Oh, Lord, ain't you glad you're going to a far better place than this?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I prayed and I cried. I wrote, I typed yesterday. Weeping with tears. I said, God, give me something for me and give it for the church, Lord. Holy Lord, holy. If you're battling, there's no place to run but to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. How many in this building here says, Jesus started my faith?
Amen.
If he started it, how many in the house believes he'll finish it?
Praise
now,
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know what we'll go through, and I don't know what we'll experience or what we'll see. And I believe my Jesus will take me right through it all.
Amen.
Holy, just raise your head and wave it to him.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory, glory, glory. Praise be to the Lord. Kevin, we're going to make it.
Praise the Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, he's the rock of my salvation. He's my refuge when I'm weary. He's your shelter in the time of storm. Oh, God. Why don't we take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there? This is no time to lose heart and drift away. It's time to build on a good, solid foundation. You cannot slip now. Everybody say slip with me.
Slip.
Don't slip in your faith.
That's right.
Don't slip in your hope. Come on now.
That's right.
Don't slip in your desire.
Glory to God.
Stay with Jesus and stay anchored in him.
Yes.
We are surely in shaky times.
Amen.
And the enemy of your soul would like to push you and remove you from your Christian foundation.
Right.
Tell us, Psalmist David, I will. Psalms 11 and 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I want to tell me and tell you, if you ever leave or lose your foundation, you're done for and you are gone.
Right.
In order to survive and overcome in this last hour and make it to heaven, you've got to endure and stay rooted in God and stay on the rock. And Jesus
right.
is that rock.
Amen.
Holy Lord, holy Lord. I've got page after page. I'm going to skip over. Look for a minute. Look for a minute. A lot of people's wearing thin. I know where I'm coming from.
Come on, bro. Bless
I'm not talking about losing weight. You're wearing thin in here.
Come on.
Yes.
I want you right now. Right now. to look at the wearing forces of nature.
Praise
you see it.
Be to God.
You see things crumbling. You see steel resting. Oh, you see heavy rains comes and it guts out the ground. The wearing forces, the storms and the wind. Can I tell you that whatever happens in the natural, it applies to the spiritual.
Praise be to God.
Things wear on us.
That's right.
Amen.
Wears us down.
Mm-hmm.
And wears us thin.
Come on, brother.
It might take many years, but the constant blowing sands from hard, high winds will chisel away the granite and wear away the face of a mountain. Who's ever been in storms? You ever get hit by the wind? You ever face the wind? How many has ever been in a storm?
Yeah.
It's blowing. It's blowing. It takes effort to go against that, to have resistance to go against that wearing force.
Right.
Come on now.
Bless him, Lord.
Stay with me. After months and years, the continual dripping of water will eventually wear holes in concrete. Don't you try to tell me that stress can't wear away at your mind.
That's right.
Yes, it can.
And your soul.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, God.
Mom.
Put something in me. Put something in me, Jesus. Put something in. Put a press in there, Lord. Mm-hmm. Put a desire.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Mary and I have made 3 trips. And the last 2, I wish we hadn't. To Niagara Falls. The 2nd and 3rd time I went up there, I forgot my gun in the car. And you ain't allowed to take it over into Canada. I had a .357 Magnum loaded in. And that petition between the seats. Son, they scared me plumb to death. I got pulled up there to the booth, you know, and she's getting ready to go over. And guards come out there, one on each side, and the van in front of us says, open the hatch. And they went through their cooler. They went through their suitcase. I said, what on earth are they doing them people in front of us? And I looked right over there, it wasn't even 4 foot from me, and there's a big old sign. No firearms allowed in Canada. I said, oh God, we're in trouble. They come out there and they got done with that van and it went on. Naturally, I'm going to tell the truth. If I end up in jail, I'll have to tell the truth. Come up there to the window and said, sir, have you got any firearms on board? I said, yes, I do. I said, they said, what is it? I said, it's a .357 and it's a Magnum. And I said, it's loaded. Oh, Lord have mercy. I looked at Mary and she was turned blood red in her face. They said, unload it and get us all the shells. And I took it out of there and unloaded it, handed the clip, the shells. Let me have the gun. They took the gun. Said, you got any mace? And I said, yeah, I got mace. Well, he said, you're going to surrender that to the Crown. You will not get your mace back. Said, follow us. Lord have mercy. Went in there. I was gone for about 30 minutes. I thought, sure, Mary's going to have a heart attack. She thought, sure, I'd already been in jail by then. I went in there and they asked me all kind of questions. Says, how long are you going to be over here? I tell you, I opened my mouth up and sucked both feet in. And I got a habit of saying, you know, when I take pictures, I shoot pictures. Lord have mercy. Said, what are you over here for? I said, come over here to shoot the falls with my camera. Oh, God, God. And soon as I said it, I said, you're a nut. Yeah, I'm out. They said, how long are you going to be over here? And I said, well, just go over there. And I backed up on it. I said, I got a camera. And I said, I just want to go over there and take some pictures of the falls of me now. Come back over there through that booth. Says, sir, says, when you come back through the booth, you see that building over there? And I said, yeah. Said, you pull right in there. We're going to be waiting on you. And I was in there for another 15, 20 minutes. I'd sign all kind of papers, and they said, from now on, if you ever come up here, you're not allowed even a concealed weapon in New York City, much less over in Canada. Mm-hmm. How'd I get up on this?
Come on, man.
Lord have mercy, see? I went in there, and I'm telling you, they said, we'll follow you over to the New York side with the gun to that booth. I said, okay. And I got over there, and they had let me have my gun back. So I don't mean to do it right there. Scared me to death. But anyway, I was on Niagara Falls. The great Niagara Falls was discovered in 1678. Notice. By a French explorer. Hundreds of metric tons of water flows over that rock cliff's edge every second. And believe me, ask Mary, you have to holler at somebody when you're at the edge of those falls. You could put your hand on the rails. Have you been up there, Sister Alicia? The roar of those falls and the water, my Lord, it roars. You've got to get somebody's ear to talk to them. No wonder in one place in the Bible it says about God, his voice sounds like the roar of many waters. Oh, man. But it goes over every second, and that mighty flowing water drops 180 feet before it crashes at the bottom. Crashing, crashing. The pool of water that it crashes into at the bottom is also 180 feet deep. Each year, the relentless flowing water wears away 1 inch of the rock cliff's edge, causing it to recede back. In the 346 years since its discovery, the constant flowing water has eaten away almost 29 feet of the rocky ledge. Can you say, I don't want to lose my fortitude, God,
right,
and my resistance, right, to the pressures of this life? Raise your hand right now. God, I don't want to recede.
Right.
I don't want to recede.
Yes.
Holy, I don't want to go backward. Thank you, Lord. I feel him. I feel him. Maria, I feel him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The enemy never quits. When you wake up in the morning, you'll face him in the morning. Son, I'm glad you're here today. You pushed to get here. I feel like God's a dealing and he's talking to you. Keep right on holding on to Jesus, to that solid rock.
Right.
Holy God will give you strength and word to me. Hey, Lord. I don't want to lose my resistance. Oh, God, keep me anchored to Christ, Jesus, my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let's look now. God, I've got to finish this. Let's look at the mighty Statue of Liberty in New York City. Built in the 1880s, this gigantic statue of a woman sits on Liberty Island in New York Harbor. Have you seen it, Shuddy? Have you? Have you all climbed up in Lady Liberty?
No.
Oh, God. The Statue of Liberty is the symbol of America's freedom. Notice the symbol of freedom. She stands 305 feet high and 1 inch tall. The top of a flaming torch she holds in her hand, the size of a 22-story building, the Statue of Liberty. That statue represents a woman dressed in classical robes, wearing a crown. On the pedestal she stands on, lying at her feet are the broken shackles of slavery, meaning freedom in America. Sister Dottie, in her uplifted right hand, she holds a law book inscribed July the 4th, 1776. Lady Liberty was the very image of America's strength. Help and hope to the weary and the needy, coming to America's shores for freedom. After being completed and erected, she stood there, Brother George, for decades. Through the last of the 1800s, she stood strong. Brother Earl, she stood through the mid to the latter 1900s. Listen to me today. But something was a happening on the inside of her that nobody could see.
Come on.
Oh
God. Hey Lord. A woman in trouble. Maintenance crews were sent inside of Lady Liberty to inspect her. Though it could not be detected and noticed outside. But inside this mighty woman, they discovered the steel beams that held her together were rusting away, and the rivets were coming apart. So they had to go inside to renovate her and strengthen her with brand new beams and new welds and rivets so that she would not fall. Oh God, can you see something in this today? Our once mighty nation, Sister Dottie, is in trouble, and so are the vast number of people who have now forgotten and forsaken God. Well, if we don't fix and get fixed inside and be renewed, we stand the chance of deteriorating and collapsing and falling. I can't see. I cannot see in your mind. I can't see in your soul. I can't see what you're up against. I can't see your worries and your fears. I can't. You might come through those doors. You might shake my hand and hug my neck. You might smile at me, and I might you, but nobody could really look and see the struggle inside of you, and see the questioning, and see the wearing away, and see that resistance, and see after the forces that you've been battling against. People don't realize that you're trembling on the inside. You're barely a holding on. Oh God, would you raise your hand in the house? Holy Lord, Holy Lord, Holy Lord, fix me. Are you weary today? Are you worried today? Are you tired of battling? Are you up against something? Are you having mind battles? Do you need the Lord to reinforce you? I'm going to tap on your chest and say, Lord, I strengthen me with strength in my soul. I strengthen me and uphold me, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. Hold me, God, and make me strong.
Glory to God.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody knew it. On that pedestal, 305 foot up, wearing a crown, nobody would have thought French made it and sent it over here on a ship and had it erected. Why in the world did they wait so long to go inside and check it out? Oh, God. Have you ever went to the Lord lately and say, God, examine me. Am I where I need to be? Oh, God.
Mercy, Lord.
Am I what I need to be? Am I strong, Lord, as you want me to be?
No.
Have I got a frailty? Have I got a weakness inside that I need help with? Oh, oh, oh,
thank you.
Oh, God, holy, holy. Are you battling? How are you? Are you weary?
Yes, indeed.
You ever get tired and just get tired and get tired of it? Tired of the battles, tired of the problems. Come on, whatever you do, don't forsake the house of God. And let your deathly sick be faithful to the house. Raise your hand. Be faithful to the house of God. Your strength, son's here. Your help is in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your strength is in the Holy Ghost. When he comes down and the Spirit of God moves, he revives and he refreshes and he gives us new strength.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah be to God.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. A letter asking for help. In the early 1980s, Brother George, I never forgot this. I never did, Chubby. Never forgot it. I personally got a letter in the mail of solicitation wanting me and millions of others across the U.S., this great land of freedom, to give and donate money to have Lady Liberty repaired. Had they not fixed her inside, she would have crumbled and fell in the hard opposing winds into the harbor. They got to her just in time and saved this magnificent image of freedom. How many wants to hold on to your freedom today?
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Glory be.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to hold on to it, Lord. Magnificent image of freedom from weakening and collapsing. Oh, dear Jesus, my heart's crying to you today. Jesus, people are crumbling inside. Their resistance is wearing out, and their loved ones and the people around them don't even know it. People that are closest to you cannot see inside of your heart, man. You come to church, you look all right on the outside, but people don't see you struggling.
That's right, man. Bless him, Lord. Hallelujah be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Is anyone struggling today?
Thank you, mighty God.
Tired of the battles, tired of the devil. Problems. Are you battling in fear like you're weakening? Are you slipping on your commitment to God? Because of all of these things, are you slipping in your prayer life? Are you slipping in your thoughts, your words, and your deeds?
Come on,
are you slipping because of all this from the place that God called you? You listen, every one of us must be honest with ourselves and God. You know your weakness. You know your need. You know where you are and where you stand. Every person has their own personal battles. They know their own weakness. You must see your need to be strong and endure and run to the rock Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When you come to the piano, I'll read one more paragraph. Holy God, holy God, holy God. Those that's able in the house and strong in the house, would you stand with me right now?
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'm going to be honest. There's been time that I, Tommy Rollins, got weary and tired, and I felt my grip and my desire slipping because of my battles and struggles. And it honestly felt like that I slid and fell to the bottom of the ladder.
Thank you, Lord.
But can I tell you, God knew right where I was. He saw me. When I looked up, I saw him still standing at the top, telling me that he still loved me and that he cared about me. He told me to arise. You can't keep me down, devil. I got a vision of heaven a long time ago, and I ain't about to quit and sit back now. You know, I felt, I looked up, Sister Alicia, and the Lord of glory and the God of heaven stood at the above the top of that ladder. He said, get back up and climb back. I'm not done with you. You are important to me. You are mine, and I don't want to lose you. And if you'll just take it one step at a time, I'll help you back up. Raise your head in the house. God will help us, and God will strengthen us. He wants to come and pray today. Hallelujah to the Lord. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's call. You might say, Brother Tommy, I'm doing fine. I'm at the top, and there's no worries on my end. But you be surprised, people right in this house today, and our families and our friends that are struggling, they're fighting. Come on, come on.
Thank
you. Oh God, oh God.
Thank you for your blessing.
Are you struggling? Are you struggling? Are you fearful? Are you swallowed up with problems and burdened down? Are you weary with battling within? Maybe you're going through it. The devil's a fighting you. He's a lion and tempted you. Don't forsake your rock. Run to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, children. Come on.
Where do I go? I go to God.
When I need a friend, I go to the rock.